Good morning on a Thursday with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, if you look 3 billion miles out into space now, you can see Pluto.
Absolutely. All I can think of is a Disney character, you know. But yeah, we can see a lot, and we're going to learn a lot, I'm told. I'd like to have a little bit more specifics on what we're going to learn, because that way we're able to value what we have. And it seems marvelous that you can go, you know, billions of miles away and talk to the spacecraft. Really amazing. Amazing.
Well, the giant, Greece, with its back to the wall, as the headline says in the Times today, and they have agreed to adopt some austerity steps, and we just heard on the BBC some angry Grecians in the streets.
Hey, I love Greece. I've been there a couple of times, and I just think it's fabulous. Beautiful place. If anybody hasn't been there, you should spend time there. It's just great. And these are some of the nicest people in the world, and it horrifies me to see this. On the one hand, the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, is right. They'll never be able to pay that thing off, so there's going to have to be some forgiveness, just like we forgave the Germans some of their debt. And on the second, on the other half, there does have to be a different sort of culture that the Greeks are going to have to adhere to, like paying your taxes. We pay our taxes here in this country. We do it to the dime. Apparently, it's a way of life not to do that there. So you get things like the value-added tax, which means that when you pay for your any grocery or anything else, you're going to pay part of that is going to go towards the VAT tax, which will collect the money at the moment, as opposed to depending on people to declare and to do what they're supposed to do with their taxes. My bet is that the IMF and the Germans, who have been particularly tough on the Greeks, and this isn't the first time, will have to come around and lower that debt burden and forgive some of the debt, because if they don't, there's going to be total oppression of the Greek economy forever.
Without naming him yesterday, Alan, President Obama made some harsh comments about former American icon, Bill Cosby.
He did. You know, there's a lot going on, and for an hour he spoke at great length on Iran, and I thought he made great sense. But he took another question, and it was about the Cosby thing, and he said, well, he didn't want to get into it. He would never talk about an ongoing case. He said, but if somebody put a drug in somebody's drink and had sex as a result of that, that would be rape. Right he was. You know something, David, every once in a while in the world, when you tell the truth, people will respect it.
Well, to another subject matter, and forgive me for bringing it up, but it has become an issue in, of all places, New York City, but I think it's an issue from Boston to California.
It's an issue across the country, because I know what you're going to talk about. You want to talk about public urination.
I do.
And, you know, I remember my father walking me down the street and being totally disgusted when he saw somebody violating the public health, you know, by basically, you know, peeing in the street. And we now have a sort of mentally challenged person in New York, and he keeps peeing in front of everybody, and they keep picking him up, and they bring him to the hospital for observation, and they let him go, and he goes out and he does it again. Well, look, I mean, I think that the police and the laws should be empowered to take a person like that and say, if you can't, you know, obey the rules, in you go. One day I was walking here on Central Avenue in Albany, New York, and I saw a guy defecating in our parking lot. And I said to him, what are you doing? And he said, I gotta go somewhere.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thanks, Alan.
Welcome.